Welcome to Voicing Our Values, a series of podcasts about progressive message framing. This is the fifth segment entitled How to Talk About Consumer Protections. I'm Bernie Horn, Senior Director for Policy and Communications at the Public Leadership Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that seeks to help progressive lawmakers and advocates, particularly at the state and local levels of government. Please take some time to look around our website, www.publicleadershipinstitute.org. In addition to the Voicing Our Values messaging handbook, you'll find the Progressive Agenda, which contains hundreds of policy ideas and more than 150 model bills, our handbook for policy advocates called Preparing to Win, and much more. In our last podcast, number 4, we explained how to talk about civil rights and liberties in a way that get around the problems of confirmation bias that's explained in podcast number 1. To persuade, you need to understand your audience's preconceptions and where you share common ground. To avoid triggering emotional reactions that are negative and the resulting confirmation bias, you must start from a point of agreement and provide voters with a bridge from their preconceptions to your solutions. Along the way, show them that your policies are consistent with values that they already hold dear and explain how they benefit. All this is designed to remind your audiences over and over that you are on their side. The question now is, how do we apply this when talking about consumer protections? Consumer protections ensure that products are safe and the terms of sales and investments are open and honest. To have a fair market, there must be consumer protections. You'd think that consumer protections would be commonplace because they're so politically popular. But they're not, because businesses have far more influence in the policymaking process than consumers do. Let's begin with a summary of the issue and then discuss timely examples. We told you in podcast 2 to begin any argument in agreement with your audience. But what do we mean when you're talking about consumer protections? How about something like this? We need a marketplace that's fair to everyone. If you say that, you're in agreement. Who's going to disagree with it? And we've told you to use values, but what values apply to consumer protections? How about justice, equal justice, civil justice, equal opportunity, fairness, fair rules, fair markets, level playing field, security, safety? These are all values which Americans cherish. Talking about them keep us in agreement with our audience. And what is our progressive vision for consumer protections? Something like this. We need a marketplace that is fair to everyone. That requires fundamental rules to ensure consumer products are safe and the terms of sales and investments are open and honest. In 4 ways, we need to guarantee that everyone plays by the same fair rules by, first, ensuring that food is safe, drugs are pure, and products are free from dangerous defects. Second, requiring that financial institutions not cheat their customers, and further, that their services provide a legitimate benefit to society. Third, compelling all businesses to follow basic rules of economic decency. And fourth, guaranteeing justice for average Americans and small businesses in civil litigation. Now, generally, conservatives argue against consumer protections on the grounds that such requirements interfere with the, quote, free market, unquote. But American markets are not, and never have been, free of government interference. Governments not only inspect food and drugs, regulate pollution, and impose safety and health standards, they also provide subsidies, contracts, tax breaks, patents and copyrights, protections from imports, and erect barriers to labor organizing. There's never a question of whether government is involved in markets. The only question is who benefits from the involvement. That's why progressives favor fair markets instead of free markets. By fair, we mean markets where governments work to create a level playing field so that individuals and small businesses compete on a reasonably fair basis against the rich and powerful. That is the point of consumer protection. For more about fair markets, see the PLI book, Voicing Our Values, Chapter 19. When you fight for laws that protect customers from unfair contract provisions and outright scams, state your arguments in favor of fair rules and level playing fields and against policies that rig the system to benefit the rich. Let me give you an example of one type of consumer protection that's been under continuous attack. It's labeled tort reform by conservatives, but it's really about civil justice. The system that handles lawsuits among individuals and corporations is about civil justice. So when you're talking about civil justice, don't say tort reform. Don't say lawsuit abuse or trial lawyer, and certainly not personal injury lawyer. What you want to say is civil justice, equal justice, or just justice, fair and just compensation, rig the system, or hold corporations accountable when they duck responsibility for misconduct. Now why? Okay. The right-wing tort reform strategy is to focus attention on the victim's lawyer and ignore the victim, the injury, the misconduct, and the perpetrator. We must do the opposite. Focus on the victim's injuries, misconduct, and perpetrators, not on the attorneys. Americans understand that courts must deliver justice, so use that term. And polls show that voters are actually more worried about corporate abuse of customers, employees, and shareholders than any abuses by lawyers or plaintiffs. Make it clear that what our right-wing opponents call tort reform isn't reform at all. It's actually a cruel shifting of costs from rich companies that caused injuries to the unfortunate people who were injured. And that's unfair. Whenever possible, use local examples to make your case and get the focus back where it should be. For example, you're talking about civil justice. Our courts need to deliver justice. We cannot deny innocent people just and fair compensation for injuries, especially when they're taking on rich and powerful corporations. We need a level playing field. This extreme right proposal would rig the system to shift the costs of injuries from a corporation that's at fault to the victim who is innocent. We need policies that uphold equal justice for all. Now, why do you say that? Why say we cannot deny just and fair compensation instead of saying we must ensure they receive just and fair compensation? Well, the reason is persuadable voters are more strongly moved by a plea framed as protecting people from being denied something than one framed as giving or providing that same right. So generally speaking, don't say give rights, say don't deny rights. Now, how do you respond to the right-wing argument, tort reform saves money by stopping frivolous litigation? Okay, how about an example like this? The goal of our legal system is justice. This kind of legislation rigs the system to make it harder for injured Americans to hold wrongdoers accountable. Rich and powerful corporations push for this special treatment because it shifts the responsibility of paying for the cost of injuries from them, the ones who caused the damage, to the innocent victim. That is clearly not justice. See how I used my various rules? How about this right-wing argument? They would say, we need tort reform because medical malpractice lawsuits jack up healthcare costs. Okay, how about this answer? The inherent purpose of our court system is justice. We should not rig the system to benefit either one side or another. In addition, the Congressional Budget Office found that restricting lawsuits for medical negligence would have virtually no effect on the price we pay for health insurance. At the same time, it would punish innocent victims, and that's not justice. In future podcasts, we'll show how to use our five basic rules of persuasion to debate many other issues. In the meantime, do us a favor and recommend the Voicing Our Values series of podcasts to your friends. Best to you.